that person would be like to them, I don't know.
Okay. So what about a person who lives in the country, doesn't know anything about city ways, and if he ever goes to town, everybody knows he's from the country. Is there a term you'd use to refer to a person like that? Cracker would refer to somebody from the country who didn't really know city. Okay. All right. Let's change the subject a little bit, go to another area. It's not quite midnight, but it's just about midnight. And somebody asks you what time it is, so you're going to tell them that it's not quite midnight. You'd say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
almost 12.
Okay. You slip and catch yourself. You almost fell, but you didn't. You'd say, this is a dangerous place. I
almost slipped up.
Alright. You were getting dressed in there and somebody came by to pick you up for church or something.
Uh-huh.
They said, let's go. And you say, well, I'm not ready. I'm not quite ready. I'll be with you
in a few minutes.
Okay. How about this expression? Did you use that?
Just a minute. Okay. And sometimes it's loading just a minute.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay. If you were going to Atlanta, let's say, and you were driving down the road and you wanted to know how many more miles it was, so you stopped, pulled in the service station, you said, you'd ask them a question to find out. What would you say?
Could you tell me how far it is to Atlanta or everywhere I've been at?
Okay.
Going.
Alright, let's suppose you want to get somebody's attention. Say they're across the room or probably outside. Maybe you're out here in the yard and they're up here in the driveway and you want to get their attention. How would you get their attention? What would you say?
You mean they call us anyway?
Well, no, let's say they're just up here and they don't see you down there. Maybe under the trees and you want to get their attention. What would you say?
I'll be up there in a minute.
Okay. Well, you want to indicate to them you're down here, and you say something like that. Okay.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay. If you were asking me a question about, say, how many times do I go to school a week, you would say,
How often do you go to school a week?
Okay.
Or how many days?
All right. Let's suppose that somebody says they're going to vote for Gerald Ford for president. And I say, well, I'm not going to vote for Gerald Ford for president. And you would say,
that's your privilege.
No, you're going to, all right, excuse me. You don't want to vote for him either, let's say. And we're in a conversation. He says, I'm going to vote for Gerald Ford. And I say, I'm not going to vote for Gerald Ford.
I say, I'm going to vote for Jimmy Carter. I'm a Democrat.
Okay. All right, but you want to get across to them in our conversation rather than saying that. You just want to agree with me in a negative way. He says, I'm going to vote for Gerald Ford. I say, well, I'm not. And you would say,